I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In a new survey released this week by C-SPAN, nearly 150 presidential historians are ranking U.S. presidents by the quality of their leadership. Those surveyed were asked to rate each president from 1 to 10 in a number of leadership categories, which include public persuasion, crisis leadership, and moral authority. We're going to break down the results. We're going to turn to the KCBS RingCentral Newsline and speak with Dr. Lori Cox Hahn, a professor of political science and chair in American Presidential Studies at Chapman University. Thank you very much for talking to us tonight. A lot of folks were talking about where Donald Trump would come up in this survey. Only U.S. president to be impeached twice. He didn't come in last.
Right. And it's not really surprising that he ranked that low. But I think a lot of people are surprised that he's not dead last in this ranking. But In all honesty, it takes a long time to really assess a presidential legacy, and I think we're too close to everything that happened in the last few years to really get a good sense of where his legacy will fall. Don't get me wrong, I don't think history will treat Trump kindly, but we still have a ways to go to really fully analyze where his presidency ranks.
Okay, he was third from the bottom. Who were the other two?
I believe Buchanan and Andrew Johnson. So, you know, it's not saying a lot to rank above them. But like I said, you know, 19th century presidents, historians have had a lot longer time to analyze them from the standpoint of this survey. So, you know, I would suggest that this is just one of many data points when we're looking at how presidents rank or the overall idea of presidential greatness, which a lot of presidency scholars, sometimes myself included, we seem to be obsessed with.
So tell me, I'm interested in your reaction overall in the rankings and the movement in the rankings. What really struck you?
Actually, there wasn't too much that was surprising to me. I mean, those in the top tier, especially Abraham Lincoln, I don't ever anticipate him not being number one in this ranking. I mean, as a political scientist, I would be somewhat remiss if I didn't point out that this is a small, non-random, highly subjective sample. So, you know, I don't know about how valid it is. I know that the historians who get asked to participate in this take it very seriously, but they're taking a very specific view of this where, you know, journalists or other people in the public might view it very differently. And it's hard to discount, especially when you're looking at Trump, that, you know, however you view him right now, he did win in 2016. You know, a very big upset victory, and he still had 70 plus million supporters in 2020. So I think that, you know, we're still as a nation very divided on the Trump presidency.
When you look at Barack Obama, he has gone up in the rankings since he left office by what, a few percentage points?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, first of all, we tend to like presidents when we, you know, when we elect them, when they're candidates, and then we like them better once they leave office. So it's not surprising that, you know, his rankings have gone up, his approval rating has gone up. Same thing with George W. Bush in terms of approval rating. We have a fondness for former presidents that we tend to not have when they're in the thick of things and dealing with the governing day to day in the White House.
What's the exception to that rule? What are the presidents that have actually looked worse in the rearview mirror?
I think, you know, I could be wrong, but I think Bill Clinton is maybe one of those. You know, he was a complicated president with a lot of different issues that will affect his long-term legacy. But there are certain policies that he supported in the 1990s that now, looking back, don't look as good, especially from the Democratic side or progressives. You know, when I teach about the Clinton presidency, and I still see a lot of disbelief on students' faces when I say, you know, Bill Clinton signed DOMA into law back in 1996. I've had students say, oh, that can't be. Yes, no, he really did, because it was a very different political environment. So I don't know that that's the fairest way to judge a president, but I tend to think that Bill Clinton will continue to fall into that category.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.